Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where familiar routines quietly lead us somewhere we never planned to go. Tonight's story begins with a train ride taken 1,000 times before. Except this time, the train doesn't stop where it should.
This is the last train home.
Ethan Moore had taken the last train home more times than he could count. Every night at 11:42 p.m., the same platform, the same flickering fluorescent lights, the same tired faces waiting for the final ride of the day. It was automatic. Work, commute, sleep, repeat. He liked the predictability of it. It made life feel manageable. That night was no different. Or so it seemed.
The platform clock read 11:41.
Ethan stood with his hands in his coat pockets, breath fogging the cold air. The tunnel ahead yawned black and silent. A few other passengers waited nearby, a woman scrolling her phone, an elderly man sitting stiffly on a bench, a teenager with headphones pressed tightly over his ears. The train arrived on time. Its doors slid open with a familiar hiss.
Ethan stepped inside.
The car was quieter than usual. Too quiet. Only 6 passengers sat scattered across the seats. The lights buzzed faintly overhead. The train began to move, sliding into the tunnel with a low mechanical groan. Ethan glanced at his phone. No signal. That wasn't unusual underground. The first stop passed normally. Then the second. But when the train reached the 3rd station, Ethan stopped, the doors didn't open. They slowed. Paused. Then the train lurched forward again.
Murmure rippled through the car. A man stood and pressed the intercom button. Hey, this is Maple Street.
The doors didn't open. No response. The train continued. They reached the next station. Again the train slowed, and passed straight through. The platform lights flashed briefly, illuminating empty benches and unreadable station signs before vanishing back into darkness. The woman with the phone frowned. This isn't right. Ethan felt a tightening in his chest. He tried to remember how many stops were supposed to come after his.
2? 3?
The tunnel seemed longer now. Deeper. The lights inside the train dimmed slightly. That's when Ethan noticed something strange. The elderly man on the bench hadn't moved since the ride began. Not shifted. Not blinked. Not breathed.
Ethan leaned closer.
The man's eyes were open, but glassy.
Empty. Like a mannequin. Sir? Ethan whispered.
No response. The teenager across the aisle removed one earphone. You see that too? He asked quietly. Ethan nodded.
The intercom crackled suddenly.
A voice emerged, distorted, flat, and wrong. Next stop, it announced home. The word echoed unnaturally through the car. The woman laughed nervously. That's not a station. The train began to slow. But there was no platform this time. Outside the windows was nothing but darkness, thick, endless, swallowing the light completely. The doors unlocked with a dull clunk. Several passengers stood. Don't, Ethan said suddenly, surprised by the urgency in his own voice. They ignored him.
The doors slid open.
Cold air rushed in, air that smelled of earth and rust and something old. Beyond the doors was not a station. It was a long sloping passageway carved from concrete and stone, stretching downward into blackness. Dim lights lined the walls at uneven intervals, flickering weakly. One by one, the passengers stepped out. The woman with the phone. The teenager. Another man Ethan hadn't noticed before. They walked forward, silent, as if pulled. Ethan remained frozen in his seat. The doors began to close. At the last second, the teenager turned back. His face was pale, eyes wide. This isn't my stop, he whispered. Then the doors sealed shut. The train jerked forward.
Ethan was alone now.
Or so he thought. The elderly man still sat across from him. Still unmoving.
Still staring.
The train sped up, faster than any subway ever should. The lights flickered wildly, plunging the car into brief moments of total darkness. When the lights came back on, the elderly man was gone. In his place sat a younger man. Ethan's heart stopped. It was him. Same coat.
Same tired eyes.
Same scar above the eyebrow. The man smiled gently. You stayed, he said. That's good.
Ethan's voice trembled.
What is this place? The man glanced toward the front of the train. It's the last stop for people who are too tired to notice when they miss their way.
The lights flickered again.
Ethan squeezed his eyes shut. When he opened them, the train was slowing. This time, the doors opened onto a familiar platform.
Maple Street. Bright.
Clean.
Normal. Ethan stumbled out, atracing.
The doors closed behind him.
The train pulled away.
The platform was empty.
The clock read 11:41.
A train announcement echoed distantly, resetting for the next arrival. Ethan stood shaking, trying to steady his breathing. When he finally pulled out his phone, he noticed something new on the screen.
A transit notification.
Last train home, completed. Below it, smaller text. Passengers exited, 5. Passengers returned, 1. Ethan never took the last train again. But sometimes, when he's waiting on the platform late at night, he sees a familiar face reflected in the dark tunnel window. Watching. Waiting. Ready to ask him again if he's tired enough to get off next time. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some journeys end where you expect. Others end where you stop paying attention.